everybody. Welcome to the Homeworkies podcast. We are so excited today. We have some of our favorite guests as fellow podcasters. I love talking to fellow podcasters. We have Jackson Shaw on the podcast today to talk about their crazy year they've had and their new upcoming role this weekend on the new Hallmark Fall Harvest film, Love, Fall, and Order. So Jackson Shaw, thanks so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having us, Rachel. It was so fun. We got to meet Rachel when we were filming Love, Fall, and Order, and we already felt like we were friends, but now that we got to meet in person, it's really been solidified. So thank you for having us on the podcast to chat all about it.
Yes, Rachel, thank you so much. We love being on with Hallmarkies, and it's always nice to support another lady podcaster with us, the Lady Pod Squad, so... This is great.
Yeah, the feeling is mutual. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a bit, but yeah, it was so fun to actually meet and to, you know, just help support each other, because it's a tough thing that we're all trying to do here, this podcast. Some people probably think it's easy, but it's a lot of work, and it's a challenge. It's fun, but it's also a challenge. So it's so good. It's always good to talk to fellow podcasters, because they get it. They understand.
Absolutely.
Yes. So yeah, you guys have had quite the year, pretty crazy. So you became an official Hallmark podcast. How did that all come about? What was the process of how that happened?
Well, you know, Jax and I had been doing the Bubbly Sesh pre-Hallmark for quite some time, for about a year. And when we saw that, they had sort of come out with their official podcast, we actually just emailed Bill Abbott, who's the CEO, and Michelle Vickery, who's the head of programming for Hallmark. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, look, we've been doing this for a year. We're so passionate about your movies. And do you want to collaborate, or do you need some help with your podcast? And offered to meet them or have a call or whatnot. And just, we were hoping that they would write us back, but you know, you just never know. And luckily enough, they did write us back, and Bill Abbott invited us to Hallmark, to their headquarters. And we had a meeting here in their New York offices, and they had seen us sort of on the live tweet too, because we live tweet a lot of the movies, and we did before Hallmark as well. And then, you know, we started chatting with them about what we do, and they said, oh, this actually would be a really good fit for us. And they even, our meeting went so well that this is really funny. I mean, Jax, you always tell this part, really, our reaction to this.
We'd had a really great meeting with Bill Abbott and Ashley Squires, who works in the LA office, but she just happened to be in New York City that day. And Bill said, oh, there's a sales meeting that's happening. You guys are so enthusiastic, and you know, you clearly love Hallmark. Do you just want to share, you know, some of your experience with, you know, a little bit of our sales team? So Shaw and I thought that we were going to be sort of passing by and waving at a cubicle with, you know, four
cubicle
or five
or two,
people.
Yeah.
You know, just saying hi.
Casual.
And we walk into this huge boardroom that's filled with 50 plus people, because it was a huge sales meeting from all different cities. They had all come to New York that day to have this epic sales meeting where they were, I think it was like a 12-hour day long meeting. So we came in and just told our story, and Shaw and I always say it was a true Hallmark moment, because they clapped at the end. And, you know, we're both actors. I've done a lot of theater, and a lot of times people don't even clap for me when I'm done performing. So at the end of us simply talking about how much we loved Hallmark, they were so appreciative that they clapped. We couldn't believe that it was real. And that's the thing about Hallmark working here. People are so sweet and kind, and you would expect that, but it's in a very genuine, down-to-earth way. So we've been very lucky to be a part of the family now. It's wild, but it's been a lot of fun.
And we felt like, you know, as cheesy as it sounds, like one of those Hallmark heroines in a movie where we did create something, and then we come here and they recognize the worth of it and said, okay, well, why don't you come on board? So be a part of the family. So it was really awesome, Rachel. And we're so, so happy and so excited about it. Thank you for asking.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Asking.
That's great. I'm so glad for you. And that it sounds like almost the reverse sometimes of, because you know, Hallmark loves the bad man of business, but this is like the happy man of business. It's very exciting.
Yes.
I mean, the only, in a Hallmark movie, I always say the only way you can be a heroine in a Hallmark movie that lives in the city is you either have to be a window designer or running a parade. But now maybe sure. We can add
podcasters. Podcasting. Yeah, there you go. We should.
So did you notice, was it a big kind of adjustment, or do you feel like you've basically been able to kind of run the same show for as an official versus your old show? It's been pretty seamless.
Well, I think in terms of even just stepping away from the content of the show actually for a second, schedule wise, it's been great because we were both running around doing a lot of other things and we still do other things, yeah. But it's been nice to have a studio and have a set schedule where we can come in and we can focus on creating the content. I feel like personally for me, I was gone a lot of the year, doing a show last year. I was babysitting probably 50 hours a week when I was here. So I didn't have the opportunity to devote as much to the show as I would like. Shaw had to do so much of it by herself. And now that we're Hallmark official, we get to do it together. And that's really, really exciting and a lot more fun for me at least.
Yeah, I feel the same, Jack. So I think that's the biggest change for me. And it's been so exciting because when we were doing just, the Bubbly Sash, I was solely producing and Jax came on as talent and hosting.
And games.
We got to do the games. Yes, we got to do the games. And we still do on our show. But yeah, that's been thrilling that now we both get to create together and collaborate even more together from a producing perspective and, you know, just promote. And doing our social media, but really the fact that Hallmark invited us into their offices and we sort of have a space here has been really nice, and it makes you feel like you are part of the family and you are part of what they're building here and what they're doing here. And, we've got some really nice mics now, which we didn't have before. You know, we were guerrilla podcasters before where we had we had little mics that we could travel with that we sometimes use, but now we've got like just a nice setup and it feels good. It feels like we're a part of it. So,
and also we get to look at each other while we podcast now, because before we were in separate apartments.
Yeah, we would have to do that a lot of the time. Yeah. We would sometimes be together, but that was pretty rare because we were trying to fit in the podcast with our actual lives. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes we would, we would podcast at night. I'm sure, you guys do the same thing with all your different co-hosts and stuff where you have to sort of logistically organize that. So yeah, that's been really nice.
Yeah, currently we don't have the current people that are co-hosting right now, we don't have anybody in the same city. We're all over the country, literally.
That's kind of exciting too, though, because it feels like, oh, we have a community all over the U.S., So that's its own kind of fun thing too.
Well, and that's been also really exciting about being here. And it was even before when we started the podcast, same with you guys. It is such a passionate fan base and such a community of people that really root for each other. So, I mean, even when we got, you know, sort of the announcement, we announced it. You were one of the first people to reach out to us and say congratulations and thank you. So it, you know, just being a, even more a part of this community has been just so wonderful. So.
Well, I've all, and this is not just, I don't know, this is not disingenuous, it's genuine. I have always felt like a rising tide raises all ships. And so if the Deck the Hallmark is on Good Morning America, that helps us. It doesn't hurt us. It helps us. People are going to be searching for Hallmark podcasts, you know, and maybe they'll see them and maybe then they'll see us as well and they'll check it out. It certainly doesn't hurt us. Nobody's going to be like, well, I was listening to these girls. I'm going to go listen to these guys instead. That's just not the way the human mind works.
Yeah, no, that's
for the most part.
No, that's absolutely right. I'm thinking even in the way that I consume content, you know, we have our podcast. I listen to Hallmark podcasts, of course, Hallmarkies, but other Hallmark podcasts. And also yeah. I love true crime podcasts. I love Bachelor podcasts and I listen to many of them. And I think that I love that phrase of the rising tide. What is it, Rach? You just said it perfectly and I don't want to screw it up.
Yeah. A rising tide raises all ships.
Yeah. I think that there is sort of this misconception, especially in creative industries, that they're so competitive. And I think I found the same way too with actor friends when they get jobs, like the more connected you are to the community, the better that it is. And I think that anyone who's talking about Hallmark movies is A-OK in my book.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. Sometimes Grumpy Dan, I'll be like, what?
Like, what did he say?
But yes, yeah. I agree. So how do you think the year has gone for Hallmark? Do you feel, I mean, obviously there's been some scheduling, like this fall harvest thing is a nightmare, but aside from that, as far as the movies as a whole, do you feel like it's been a pretty strong year?
So I think the you know, every Saturday night movie is such an exciting endeavor, right? And I think that I love Saturday night and Sunday night a lot of times with my mysteries or pretty soon with the Miracles movies, which will be really exciting.
Yeah.
Hallmark,
yeah,
they're prolific in creating content. Who creates content at this speed and still has it be such high quality programming?
We do.
Exactly. Yeah,
only us.
True.
Yeah.
Covering Hallmark.
That's true. Because it's like, that's so true.
We released the most podcast episodes, I think, of any podcast on, right? Yeah. In the podcasting arena. We're definitely releasing a bunch because they
it's
make
so true.
Because
if you're covering
so
Hallmark movies, if we're all covering their content, we're releasing it at that same space,
same pace.
Yeah. But I think I found that. For me, at least my type of humor that I enjoy and like, I've noticed that this year in particular, that's been infused into a lot more of the movies, whether it's a little bit more of a self-awareness. I've seen it in a lot of the mysteries too, where it's sort of that madcap comedy that is over the top, but in a very self-aware, smart way. And I've noticed that a lot of the dialogue too, like we have so many writers that are really adept and really skilled at writing smart dialogue. And then actors who are delivering this banter that is so quick and snappy that I think I've seen an improvement of, especially over the last year, but really the last 3 years I've seen it. What would you say, Shal?
Yeah, I agree with you. One of the things that Jax has really gotten me into were the mysteries, because I didn't really watch the mysteries before. I was really just watching Hallmark Channel. They were my rom-com fix, because really they don't make big budget rom-coms anymore. So yeah. Hallmark Channel for me is that place where I do get my romantic comedy, and I love a season. So I love the fact that Hallmark really goes the distance with that, and in terms of making all their movies so beautiful and so wonderful to look at. I absolutely love that part of it. But the mysteries specifically, I have really enjoyed getting into these series and getting to know some of these characters. I mean, we've got Crossword Mysteries coming up, which is one of my favorite series that they've sort of introduced, which I think is just really smart and interesting. But like you said, Jax, very self-aware. And there's some jokes in there that are funny and the plot lines are interesting. So I think they've done a really good job as a whole this year of bringing us sort of newer content, more modern storylines, and also new talent. They've got some new talent having in their movies, and that's been really exciting. And female directors. I've noticed a lot of female directors.
And writers.
And I just think in general, as an actor, you know, you don't see a lot of women behind the camera. And I've noticed that at Hallmark, they are starting to have a lot more. Might be trailblazers in that way because they're trailblazers about female storytelling too. So I think they've had a really pretty solid year.
I think so too. I kind of joke that a certain movie took me to a dark place. So I think if I don't like it. But I would say there's only been maybe 8 to 10 maybe that I really disliked. The rest were fine, you know, like, and then there were a lot that I really, really liked. Like I probably have 35 movies that I gave 4 stars and more to, before Crowns. So
that's pretty, pretty good. That's pretty good stats.
And you're a tough critic, Rachel. So that says a lot.
Well, and Jax always says this too, which I think is so, appropriate, which is that, you know, not all Hallmark movies are created equal, and they are, they are doing a movie every Saturday night. And so there are going to be ones that you might just like, and then there are going to be ones that you're going to really jive with and love. I think the nice thing is, for me, I get that reliability and that consistency. I know Saturday night I can go and watch some comfort food and some rom-com goodness, and I have that, you know, waiting for me. So I like the reliability of that too.
I especially agree on the bringing in I wouldn't necessarily call it humor into the mysteries, but I think that they have been a little bit more campy, if that makes sense.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And I prefer the ones that are sort of campy. Like I actually enjoyed the Emma Fielding one this year.
Yes.
Because it was so campy with the whole like underground tunnel with the like vault and the secret society. And I mean, and they're still going on with this conference, even though people are dropping like flies and people
would
say, oh, that's ridiculous. I'm like, yes, it's ridiculous. That's what makes it fun.
Exactly.
And as opposed to the ones that are really pretty serious, then those aren't as fun to me. They aren't as enjoyable for me.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, murder is a hard thing to have. And I want all the camp I can get because I want it as far removed from reality as possible.
Especially in Emma Fielding with those, I think it was 3 or 4 really, really pedantic, snobby professors.
Yeah.
They were my favorite. I died.
They were great.
They were so funny. Do you have any others that were sort of favorites of yours, highlights of yours from the year? I can tell you some of mine while you're thinking. My favorite of the year so far is Love to the Rescue is my favorite.
Oh, that was great.
So good. I mean, Nikki DeLoach is always standout. Michael Rady, they're both going to be in a Christmas movie this season too. Two Turtle Doves.
I know.
They're such a winning combo. But yeah,
same writer too.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I cried a lot in that
one. She's amazing.
Well, and you know,
if you guys can have Sarah Montana on your show, she was one of my all time favorite interviews. She's incredible.
Oh,
her TED Talk will make you.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be a lot of fun. Oh, you did?
It's so good.
Oh.
Yeah, it was, she's the best. Anyway, so yeah, I loved that movie. I had gotten pretty badly trolled after I posted my Shazam review, and I got a pretty serious death threat that I had to call into the cops.
Oh, no.
And it was just this
Rachel,
super stressful. Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah, this very, very stressful day. Somebody said they were going to come in and have a mass shooting at my next screening. And it was out of control, insane. And so I was very upset. And then I watched Love to the Rescue and I was just like, oh. it was very calming to me. And I just loved it. And I watched it again, moved from that situation, and I still loved it. I think it's really good.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear that happen to you, though,
Rachel.
But it's like, you know, you're making an impact on people. You know, it's like, it's so hard because I think when people put themselves in the public eye, I had that happen to a friend about a year ago, and it's really scary, but just know that, you know, we're all there for you to support you. And I know it can seem really scary and isolating, but
to your point about, you know, the fact that you could turn on Love to the Rescue. I mean, I think that's the power of these movies sometimes is that, you know, when you are struggling or in a dark place or things are not going the way they should, when you do turn on these movies, it is pure escapism and it does make you feel good and it does sort of take you out of what you've got going on. So that movie is so special. And that movie is also special because, you know, this is me personally, and Jax knows this about me. I'm a huge rescue person and I have been my whole life. And I love the fact that Hallmark really focuses on that. That's a huge value for them with Adoption Ever After. And so that movie specifically had a lot of, obviously it's called Love to the Rescue. It had a lot of that value in it. And promoting adoption and how sweet and wonderful that can be when a family does adopt. I mean, Jack's just adopted a kitten. He's so cute.
We've had a lot of adoptions.
Oh, I know. It's so cute.
But
I've seen it on Instagram.
One of my favorites, no surprise, with animals, since we're talking about animals, is Love and Sunshine with Mark Declan and Danica McKellar, you know, about a military dog, you know, their romance behind that. I actually really love the way Hallmark supports the military, too. They do so many wonderful stories about the military and their families and their experiences that I honestly don't see on a lot of other networks. That was a fave for me.
I'm going to seem really shallow right now, but I'm going to, because I love dating shows. I love my one and only Pascal Hutton was just, exuberant and joyful. I mean, we all love her. Every Hallmarkie, I mean, every person I think that's ever interacted with her or seen her on screen. She is one of those rare actors. Like, Hallmark has an entire stable of amazing actors, but she's one of those rare people that she walks into a room and just brightens it up. And the minute she comes on screen, before she even does anything, she elevates it. And I just thought that movie was so funny and delightful. And Bottled with Love was another favorite of mine.
I was just going to say that, Jax, because I feel like you and I both went honestly nuts about that movie.
It was the first one we reviewed after we came on Hallmark.
Yeah, so it was really special. Really? Yeah, it was really special for us. And it just, again, when I talk about like big budget rom-com, when I talk about that fix, that movie I felt like was so romantic. You know, it had Andrew Walker in it, he's so great. He's like a Hallmark regular and favorite. And Bethany Joy Lenz. Joy Lenz was just so, she was just so delicious in that movie. I loved that movie so much. I thought it was really romantic and sweet.
Yeah, it was the movie event of the year. The Hallmark marketing campaign was something else. Another two that I think are a little underrated. I loved True Love Blooms, especially his girlfriend Marta was hilarious with her minimalist interior design. It was so funny to me. And she's like, it's like a little table. And it's like this hole in the middle of the room. And oh my gosh, I interviewed that actress and I thought she did such a good job with a really small part and just making it really funny. And like every time he would get a new plant, she would be so irritated about it. Just laugh. That was so funny. And like that was a save the garden in that case, but there was like a little bit of loss, just a little. But I appreciated it.
Well, and
so that one was good, I thought.
I'm always a fan of the Hallmark Hall of Fames, and I've said that before too.
Yeah.
I thought Love Takes Flight was such a beautiful movie. And again, our girl Nikki DeLoach, who is just, she always has, whether she's being funny, she like gives it all in a comedic performance, or if it's like a soulful performance, I just think she's fantastic. So I thought that whole storyline, especially with the family and how music came into play, and was just so sweet.
That's also an important thing that Hallmark is spotlighting that's not often given the actual weight it should, is organ donation. So it was really great that they addressed something that. Yeah.
We'd like to take a second from the interview and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. They are a great company called Care Of that makes vitamins, and they make them very easy and accessible for you and tailor-made for your needs. And you can get 25% off using code Hallmarkies on your first order at takecareof.com. And what you do when you first log into their site, you will get to take a quiz, and it will help you to figure out what are the main health concerns for you and also your interest in vitamins, your skepticism, all that stuff's all taken into account. And it really helps you to pinpoint what your concerns might be and what you need. There's so much going around now. There's so much with fall coming in. So it's just a great way to be healthy and to have your vitamins. So definitely check out takecareof.com. Get 25% off your first order with code Hallmarkies. Yeah, good choices. I also really liked Just Add Romance. I think that's a little underrated for the year. Mm-hmm. I thought they had such good chemistry. I love when they actually do a date on these movies, because sometimes they just skip that part because they like have known each other since high school. You know what I mean? So there's not like a date. But this was like such a cute little date, and that whole kiss in the elevator was the best. So I really liked that one as well. So those are some of my favorites. But all right, well, let's talk about Love Fall in Order. So you guys actually got to be in this film. Did you audition for it, or did they just say, hey, do you want to do it, or what happened with that?
I feel like I've been auditioning all my life, to be honest. the executive on the project, Mary Beth Sprows, emailed Michelle and I when we were in the office together, and when I got the email, I literally fell out of my chair.
Jax legit fell out of her chair. She flipped out, y'all, and it was just with pure joy and enthusiasm. It was so much fun to witness. I was just so grateful, and so I think we both were blown away. Mm-hmm. Honestly, we hadn't really thought that would be a part of our journey here, and so for her to reach out for this film, and then also when we got to read the script sort of ahead of time, right? Because we shot it. It is such a good script, and it is such a good, it's such a good storyline. It's really fun and romantic. About these two people who come back together, who grew up together, and who are high school rivals, essentially. Mm-hmm. And so there's some, you know, maybe old flames coming together. It's a beautiful fall movie. I think people
there's
are
so
really
much fall
like
in this one, you guys. It's so festive. And the cast of characters, present company excluded, even if we weren't in it, the cast of characters, there's a lot of great world building in this one where all throughout, you're meeting all these really interesting, fun people and seeing the entire world be created and so festive. And of course, Aaron Cahill and Trevor Donovan are really awesome in this one. And we had a lovely female director, Claire Nieder-Pruim, and a female writer, Audrey Schulman. So it was a really special one to be involved with. We're really grateful that it happened, and it was a ton of fun. We got to go to Utah and meet you, Rachel.
Yeah, we got to see you. That was really a huge part of our experience too. That was super fun. and do you want to tell everybody what we did?
So people have heard the story multiple times on the podcast, but I do love Erin, and she just is such a nice person. And I mean, I always suspected she was a nice person, but turns out she really is. And I liked her movie last year. I guess I felt like it was a little underrated.
That was your favorite one out of the Christmas season, wasn't it?
It was in my top 10, maybe even my top five. I can't remember, but I really enjoyed it because I have three sisters, and I just felt I related to that dynamic and trying to, you know, selling the house. And also I just thought it was funny, you know, like the shenanigans with the inspector and just some of that other stuff made me laugh. So I enjoyed it. And, and so I was telling you guys on the chat, I was like, hey, tell Erin, I liked your movie, you know? And I thought that was it. And we were getting together just to have dinner, to meet each other face to face. And so we get there, and it was so funny because because the whole time your Shawl is like looking at her phone, and
she, like, I look yeah, so sorry. Rude.
You know how these you know so how these rude, interviews Rachel. Are.
Oh gosh, the worst.
You know how it's hard to coordinate these interviews, and I'm like, yeah, I get it. I totally.
I know. I put it off on podcasting business. That's the only lie I could figure out with all of us. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I have to email this guest. Is this interview? I've got to switch it around. Yeah. So sorry. Let me just look at my phone. I felt so rude because we had just started talking to you. So, but I was trying to organize something.
We knew that Aaron was close by.
Yeah. And so, yeah,
hijinks, people, you guys, hijinks.
you just basically told her, because I don't know your guys' side of the story. So you just told her that about me and that it would be funny to do, or she was up for it.
Yeah. So originally, I think I was messaging with you, Rachel, and Aaron was giving me a ride into town, and you sort of made a joke, but if you have time, we should stop and hang out. And I was like, Aaron actually had to go do something, but I was like, that would be really fun.
Yeah.
So I sort of threw it out there to Aaron, kind of saying it like it was a joke also. She's like, I'd love to meet her. Can I meet her? Can we set something up? And I was like, oh, yeah. So Shawl and I knew that we were getting together for dinner with you. So Shawl and I said, what if we totally surprised Rachel, didn't tell her.
Yeah.
So Aaron,
because we knew you loved Last Vermont Christmas, you know, we knew that. We knew you liked her so much. So
we thought, well, we could just tell you that she's coming, but where's the fun in that? We're going to bring her to the dinner. So it was actually Aaron's idea to come meet you, but then Shawl and I wanted to be a surprise.
We wanted to really add some bubbly fun to that. Yeah. It was so sweet when you guys, the reaction that you both had. And, if you're comfortable, we can post it again on our Insta leading up to Love, Fall, and Order.
Yeah, you should, yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll post it, you guys, so you can check it out on our Insta story.
What was so funny, and then this is just, to your statement, Rachel, about how nice Aaron is. She's so wonderful and so open-hearted, but what was hilarious is that she was really nervous to meet you. She was outside shaking and like, I hope I don't mess this up. Is this going to go okay? So when the two of you actually met, it was such a relief on both parts because you guys were so excited to meet each other and actually chat. But it was like, okay, we got through that surprise meeting. So it was a lot of fun to witness that.
Oh my gosh. That is so cute. Yeah, I've rarely had anybody do anything like that for me. So I was really touched. Like usually I'm the one that's sort of coordinating everything and planning everything. And so it made me feel really special. I was really touched that you guys did that. And it was such a fun experience. And so I'm grateful.
We are so glad really that you felt that way. It made our day too to see your joy and to see both of you be joyful together. That was just, we knew it was going to be a hit. We knew it was something that needed to happen too. So, because how lucky were we that we got to shoot in Utah? I mean, it just all was so fortuitous that it came together, but that is so sweet. I'm so glad you enjoyed it so much. So. That's wonderful.
It was great. So when we had Bran on to do our Fall Harvest preview, I told him, I said, I'm pulling for this movie. I have a personal investment.
Well,
it being good, please be good.
I think you will be so pleased. Erin, as you already know, is just fantastic. She's a wonderful leading lady in this movie. Trevor is fantastic in this. And it's just a good storyline. Like, the story is actually interesting. The movie does not disappoint with Fall. It is so beautiful. Jax and I, in the world building, are part of the Fall. We're leaf peepers, you guys. And if you check out
a real thing, you guys,
it's a real thing where we led leaf peeper tours around town in Vermont, where the movie takes place. And I gotta say, this movie also, it does have all these fun side characters that really add to the world. And I don't know if you were ever a fan of Gilmore Girls, Rachel, but I loved Gilmore Girls, and I loved seeing the town, and I love seeing all these, I love the leads, obviously, but all these other people that sort of created the spirit and the town. And this movie has so many characters like that, along with this great lead storyline. Mm-hmm. So I think Hallmarkies are going to really love it.
Oh, So excited. So excited. Well, before we go, we Christmas is coming up. So it goes without saying that you guys are super pumped for the Christmas movies.
No. Do you have any in particular we don't want to watch them. We're not excited about it at all. Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's the best time of year and it's the 10th anniversary. We're so thrilled.
Yeah. And do you have any in particular that you are most excited for? Or just all of them all together?
Well, yeah, so that's a good question. I think that there are so many that I'm looking forward to that actually probably after we get off the interview, I'm going to say, oh, I wish I would have said this one. I wish I would have said that one. But I'm a huge country music fan. I've loved Dolly Parton since I was a little girl.
Me too.
So Christmas at Dollywood, that's going to be great.
So good.
Right Before Christmas looks really good too. Yeah. The preview for that. Oh, when they're talking in the car park and you see all this romantic tension and Jen Michael Murray's dressed as Santa. I mean, I think that those two in my mind right now, you know, ask me, you know, tomorrow and I'll have five others I'm super excited about. But those are the two that are most top of mind for me right now.
Oh, both of those I'm super excited for. I'm always thrilled for an evergreen movie. I think those series of movies are so fun. They're also sentimental to me because that was our very first podcast episode. We did Christmas in Evergreen. That was the very first Bubbly Sesh episode. So I love that they're bringing Evergreen back. It's such a fun group of characters.
And they add more and more characters each time, which is so fun because the other characters come in. So hopefully in the third one, they're going to have everybody.
Yeah, exactly. I always love our Hallmark leading ladies, you know, Lacey Chabert, Christmas in Rome. They're taking us to Rome. I love when Hallmark transports us somewhere. And then Christmas Town with Candace Cameron Bure. That looks like a very special one. And the subject matter, I think, is really in the vein of the Christmas season because it's about family and fostering. And so I think that one's going to be really special. And Christmas at the Plaza, which is literally right in our backyard in New York City. I think that is going to be so much fun. And I cannot wait to see it. It's such an iconic place here.
Fancy.
Yeah, I'm super excited to see it, you know, all decked out in Hallmark Christmas style, which will be really exciting. So, but they all look really good. We're covering them all, Rachel. We're covering all the movies, all the countdown movies, and then Miracles of Christmas on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. Sense, Sensibility, and Snowman. That one looks good.
Yeah, Aaron Krakow. That'll be good.
Yeah, that'll be good. And Luke McFarlane. You know, I have a soft spot for Luke McFarlane, you guys. I love any movie he's in. He's one of my number one.
What about you, Rachel?
Well, I'm a little nervous actually about Sense and Sensibility just because I didn't really like either of the Austins kind of inspired, but not really at all last year. I didn't think either of those worked very well. But for me, I am very looking forward to Right Before Christmas. I agree. I think there's so many elements about that one that look the best. And then Two Turtle Doves.
Oh, Nicky's movie. Yeah.
Of Nikki and Michael, and then also the writer, Sarah Montana, who I just think is brilliant. That one's really high. And then Double Holiday, I'm really looking forward to.
Yes, Double Holiday. So much fun.
Double Holiday.
I love Nina.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and Nina Wyman Swift.
The idea of having a...
Her screenplays are always so fun, and she's always got such good banter in them. So, I'm excited about that one, too.
And the first, you know, Hanukkah movie since Hitch for the Holidays. So that's going to be, Hanukkah is involved in it. So the first one since 2012. So that's exciting. And so I think that one's going to be good. And Christopher Plowa's in it. So got to like that.
You got to love a little bit of Christopher. Mm-hmm. I think.
So those are probably my most excited.
Yeah, I'm excited about Double Holiday too. And then now that you mentioned that Holiday Date with Britt Bristow, that's going to be cool too because that's also incorporating elements of Hanukkah. So, there's so much to be excited about, you guys.
Well, Kristen Chenoweth is also going to be in a Christmas love story this season.
And Scott Wolf. Scott Wolf. That's a dynamic duo right there.
Yeah, there's a lot of really great talent in the movies this year too. So, I live for this time of year. I'm so excited.
Well, it's like I said, if you get antsy for a mystery, just turn whatever you're watching into a mystery.
I like that.
That's a solution, Jax. There you go.
Oh, I like that. I'm going to watch it through a new lens.
It's a mystery. Will they, won't they?
Yeah, you're like, Santa's looking a little suspect there. I don't know.
Where is Santa? Maybe it's the mystery of Santa. Is there a Santa in this movie? That's one of your picks. So you'll be looking at
I'm afraid Santa's just a red herring.
No, Rachel, thank you so much for having us on and hearing about our journey. Also, love Fallen Order. We have a behind the scenes episode actually on our podcast. If anybody wants to check that out at Hallmark Channel's Bubbly Sesh.
Oh, good.
And we do, we talk a little bit about our experience on set. We do some interviews with our director and executive producer and then another actor who's one of those great side characters in the movie too. So definitely check that out if anybody's interested in more behind the scenes stuff about the movie before you watch on Saturday.
You can really get prepped for that live tweet game. We'll see you there, Rachel.
And
right?
We also have interviews with Aaron and Trevor. So you can hear about their experiences and their acting process. And they're both just so fascinating and lovely. So if anyone wants to check those are also there on Hallmark Channel's Bubbly Sesh as well. We're on any podcast app, anywhere you find podcasts, and at hallmarkchannel.com/thebubblysesh. So
great. Yes, I'll have all that in the description section. You guys can find links and you can follow me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, and on iTunes, YouTube, and Rotten Tomatoes. So check that out. And you can follow our podcast, Hallmarkies Pod, all over the place. And so we'd love your feedback and let us know what you're most anticipating in the comments section or on Twitter. We'd love to talk about it. So thanks again, ladies. I really appreciate it. Oh, and
Merry Christmas. Can I add one more thing?
Yes, please.
Pretty please. Okay. So you guys, we are doing this campaign to get 500 podcast reviews by October 25th, by the kickoff of Countdown to Christmas. So if anyone feels inclined to rate and review on Apple Podcasts or on iTunes, we would love you forever. Rachel, if you want to, we would love you forever. We already do love you forever, but if you want to, we are trying to get to that goal. So that's our Christmas wish. So if you guys can do it, we would love it.
Yes, please rate and review both of our podcasts.
Yes,
it really does help
them too. Absolutely,
it helps people to be able to find out about the podcast and just get a little bit higher up on some of those ratings and other things. So please do that. It really is very helpful. And like I said, I'll have the links and stuff in the description to do that. So, all right. Well, thanks so much, you guys, and we will talk again. We'll talk again soon. We got our game coming up. That'll be really fun.
I can't wait.
Okay. Yay. Thanks, Rachel. Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.